1907. Banker Albert W. Johnson of Anson decides that his West Texas hometown needs more culture, so he builds an opera house on the courthouse square. A century later, Johnson's descendants and local preservationists are trying to save it. The three-story opera house was constructed of yellow dog brick made of local clay. On the exterior, decorative Roman arches, fan lights above the second-story windows, and a gabled roof line suggested a place of culture. To stem any doubts, the words Opera House were chiseled in stone on the facade. Shops filled the ground floor. Inside, there's a small foyer and a wide central stairway that forms a Y three-quarters of the way to the second-floor auditorium. Restrooms are at the top of the stairs and to the east. To the west, there's a small cafe and a ticket window. Up a hidden, short flight of stairs is an open, third-story space used for lighting technicians. Originally, the Opera House Auditorium staged local and traveling musical shows and Chautauqua educational programs. After World War I, motion pictures replaced live entertainment. The Opera House also hosted wrestling matches, a high school graduation, dances, and political events. The auditorium closed in the 1930s. Shops and offices remained, but the building deteriorated. In 1985, Albert Johnson's children bought the Opera House and gave it to the city, along with seed money for its restoration. Fundraising events and a private grant increased the restoration kitty. To raise more money, the Opera House hosts a monthly musical show and a cowboy poetry, music, and storytelling event each December. Architecture students at Texas Tech University have researched and written the nomination for the Opera House block of buildings to the National Register of Historic Places. Anson residents also have pitched in. To help keep the past alive, they paid for a reproduction of the original drop curtain in the auditorium, complete with advertising by businesses from days gone by.